Greetings in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you. We're glad you called the Daily Inspiration Line. This is Brother Jeff down here in Tennessee. Got my Bible open to Luke chapter 19, and we're going to start looking at the parable of the 10 pounds. And as Luke, and as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his servants and delivered them 10 pounds. And he said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well done, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee. Oh, thou wicked servant, thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. And those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Well, we see that he is giving them something of value, and he is expecting them to take the valuable and make it more valuable. The kingdom of God, we must realize, is a living kingdom with a resurrected and living, creative, holy, ever will be, ever was before, always will be God. And this God does not ever sit still, and he always makes things happen for good. God is not going to tolerate waste and abuse of something he calls valuable. So these men were giving something very valuable to go and trade, to invest, to buy, to sell, to get gain. And it's very important that we get what he's trying to say here. Yes, you can get some facts about money out of this, and you can learn some financial lessons from this, for sure. But I don't think that's the real spirit of what Jesus is teaching here. I think the spirit of what he's teaching here is, what has God given us, and what have we done with it? Have Have you got the truth? Have you got the new life? Have you got the valuable world's greatest gift, true salvation? And what have you done with it? Two men invested it, they doubled it, and they were commended. Another man was afraid, and he just securely, safely preserved what he had, but did nothing with it. Maybe he's just the Sunday morning only Christian. Maybe he's the guy that said a prayer, got baptized, joined the church, got married, doesn't lie, doesn't cheat on his taxes, a real decent guy. But he won't ever stand up for God at work when they're telling dirty jokes. He hears someone blaspheme God, he'll just ignore it. He never witnesses to this lost neighbor that's going to burn in the eternal hell. He wouldn't put a bumper sticker on his car or a gospel sign in his yard. Probably would never have a gospel tract to hand out to a needy soul. Oh, he might help the poor at a corner that says we'll work for food, might give him a little peace that he did something right. But to stand for Christ and his word, nothing, nothing of the sort. This man's trusting in himself. He's just doing a good work to his own satisfaction. Well, Jesus was not pleased and took what he had and gave to another. And Jesus said in another place, if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Think about this. Jesus is saying to this man, after he took away what he had, he said, you could have done something with it. I know not everybody has the gift to get 10 talents. There's probably not many 10-talent Christians, and there's probably few 5-talent. Most are probably 1-talent Christians that risked it and got a little something more. That's probably reality. Oh, thank God for the 10-talent ones. Thank God for the 5-talent ones. But let's just face it. We're pretty sorry when you get down to just thinking of who we are in the natural without God. But we got to do something with what Jesus gave us, and we can at least get a little something that would bring him some increase. I think we can. Fathers, we can train up our children. We can have devotions. We can read our Bible. We can hold the scepter out against evil that comes into our house and say, nope, ain't coming in here. We're not watching that. We're not doing that. And from that, it's going to give increase. But he said, take from him and give it to another. And Jesus, in my conclusion here in verse 26, he said, if you have, you're going to be given more. But if you have not, you're going to have what you think you have taken away. So when you get something from the Bible, you get something from a message, you get something from prayer time with Jesus, go tell it on the mountain. Tell everyone what you learned about Jesus. Tell everyone what Jesus has done in your life. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. You see, that's what it comes down to in conclusion, the glory of God. Am I going to bring God glory today with what little talent I have? Let's live for Jesus today. And don't forget about those in verse 27. They were the cocky ones that said, he's not my God. He's not my Lord. I'm not going to have him rule over me. No way. Are you going to form an opinion about God that's unbiblical, or just because you want to protect some sin or fleshly impediment to your life? Say, he's an austere, God's too hard, no, I don't believe in hell, my God wouldn't do that. You make your own God to suit yourself? Well, Jesus said, you bring my enemies and kill them, slay them before me. There is a day coming when Jesus is going to return, and he won't be riding that donkey, but he'll be on a white war horse, and he will judge and make war. Come on, people, let's do something with what Jesus has given us. God bless you. Live for God.